Time and change are accelerating, making it increasingly difficult to gracefully go with the flow. Women Change the World with Dr. Beth Golden is here to help you. Women Change the World presents conversations with featured guests about change in their lives and how that change has created a new and positive opportunity. Dr. Beth Golden is an accomplished author. She also has an AA in medical assisting, a doctorate of divinity, and a PhD in metaphysical sciences. This diverse education combined with over a half century of personal experience produces a balanced approach to integrating mind and spirit. Because change can knock you off course, Dr. Beth's practices focus on revealing everything that's right with you. This information helps you make choices that align your true nature and set you along your path of least resistance. As Dr. Beth says, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Now, let's get on with the show. It's Women Change the World here on TogiNet.com. And now, here's your host, Dr. Beth Golden.
Hello, and welcome to today's show. I have the privilege of teaching women the art of feminine leadership and how to change the world in which they live. I combine a variety of practices that reveal everything that's right with you, including who and what you tolerate, how you perceive the world, your motivations, energy level, and behavioral strengths and weaknesses. This information helps improve your feminine leadership in a way that's completely authentic to you. With these practices, you will then attract the right kind of attention for all the right reasons. Feminine leadership is sorely needed right now, whether at home, in schools, at work, and in our communities. If you're a woman who wants to attract the right kind of attention, whether in the boardroom, bedroom, or classroom, come and bring a friend to one of Dr. Beth's one-day workshops and learn practical, easy, and fun ways to actually be in the present moment. Honor your gifts and talents and revel in your unique leadership qualities while you change the world in which you live. My guest today is Tracy Sue, S-I-U-X, which I love. Tracy is a law of attraction coach, helping people attract miracles and manifest magic. She helps people get what they want. She works with people to really learn what their purpose is and to create a vision for that and drive them into the practical magic of running a business, creating that website, finding that perfect love, driving that special car, living in that dream house, and making those beautiful babies. She's the mother of two easy kids and lives in the best place in the world, Fort Collins, Colorado. With her background in journalism, marketing, and business, she takes her clients to a whole new level. Hello, Tracy. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. We're enjoying a beautiful sunny day here in Colorado, although
it's sunny in Colorado.
Yes, yes, yes.
you might be snowblind, but it's sunny.
Exactly, exactly. I know. It's an amazing place to live. 55 degrees one day and 6 the next, and 2 days
yep.
later, 55. So it's rather fun. So, Tracy, why don't you share with us? I had an amazing opportunity to do a pre-show interview with Tracy. You always perceive someone one way, and we live in the same areas and have mutual friends. So we've just been able to meet face-to-face not long ago. And I was truly touched and amazed by your story. So if you'd be so kind as to jump right in with that, share with us how you got to this place in life of teaching people the law of attraction.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm going to begin my story on September 11th, 2001. I was at the, I was in New York City on my way to my really cool magazine writing job, and I was a travel writer, and I was newly married, and I was living in New York City, and I was basically living my dream, and things were going as scheduled, as planned. I was 8 months pregnant, and expecting my first baby, and very excited about that, and, you know, buying things for the nursery, and going to birth classes, and one day I got off the subway, and walked up the stairs, and someone said, the World Trade Center is on fire. And I came out and I looked, and I was a journalist at the time. So I went to the drugstore and I grabbed a camera, a disposable camera that they used to sell. Maybe they still sell them. I don't know. And I was halfway across the street and I turned towards the World Trade Center and I saw the second plane hit the building.
Oh my God.
And I got a picture of the second plane hitting the building. And then for the following several weeks, I walked past thousands of missing posters of the people who had been in those buildings, and it was devastating to me to know that they weren't missing. They were, in fact, dead. There was ash in the air for months afterwards, and you knew that it was, you know, people's work, their life's work, as well as there were bodies in those buildings that were still burning, and it really shook me,
yeah,
to say the least. And I was a journalist too, so I was reporting on it for several weeks. You know, I went to give birth to my first baby, and I had to cross the Brooklyn Bridge to get to NYU Medical Center, and we had to go through National Guards with machine guns. And this is just not how I pictured how my first motherhood experience would go. The birth was traumatic. The whole thing was just traumatic. And I had hormones surging through my body that were making it more difficult for me to process, I'm sure. So after the birth, I had a rough time. I had postpartum depression. I had post-traumatic stress. I worked for a travel magazine. And after 9/11, travel magazines were going out of business like crazy because airlines were going out of business, hotels were going out of business. So we went from a two-person income to a one-person income living in New York City. It put a lot of financial strain on us. You know, we really, I mean, it was a very difficult time. And I would love to tell you that, you know, and then in a year I was fine, but that's not how it went. I would go to the doctor after I stopped breastfeeding. I went to the doctor and said, you know, really, I'm having such terrible anxiety. I was in a terrible, debilitating anxiety all the time. And they gave me Xanax. And then I would go back and I would say, this isn't working. And they would say, here's more Xanax. And I would go back and I would say, this just isn't working. Don't you have a better plan? And they would say, here's more Xanax. Eventually, I said, I don't want to do the Xanax anymore. And I'm thinking about having another baby. And they said, you can't go off this Xanax unless you go into rehab. You're taking way too much. You'll have seizures.
Oh, gosh.
So yeah, I went into
I've been
rehab.
Trying to tell you that all along, and you're not listening to me.
Yeah, I mean, it really, it just was, okay. So I went into rehab. I stayed there for about 18 days. And I came out, and I basically held on to the chair with my knuckles as tight as they could be for the next couple of years, trying to rewire the circuits in my brain and keep myself out of terrible, terrible anxiety and horrible, dark depression.
Now, I have a question.
Sure.
So it sounds like this had never really been an issue prior to, you know, postpartum depression and obviously witnessing this horrific worldwide event. So is that correct? So this thing kind of just descended on you?
I have had periods in my life with, you know, serious change, and I have gone through other sorts of experiences that were traumatic to me. So I had had a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of social anxiety with my work, and I had had a little bit of depression here and there, but it was nothing like the long, dark night of those years. I mean, it was very, very dark. It was very painful. It was very painful to live in myself, to live in my own head and to live in my own body. And, you know, I wasn't working. I was, I stopped writing. And for me, writing is very much a calling. It's a write or die situation for me. So that was not good for my mental health. As you can imagine, my depression was not good on my marriage at all. You know, my husband really tried to be there for me, and he had about a year in him before he just did not know what to do with me. I mean, it was really trying on him, and our financial situation was very stressful for him as well.
I'm surprised you didn't spontaneously combust. Well, you know, that's a lot of pressure, and
It was a lot of pressure. And, you know, my reaction was more paralysis than explosion.
Okay.
Interesting. Like, I sat down and I just became paralyzed and I couldn't make choices, because when I saw the travesty of the World Trade Center and this massive act of violence, I felt completely powerless. And in fact, I am statements, I am this, are the most powerful statements in the world. And the statement that at that moment I chose to believe was, I am powerless. Like, there's nothing I have the power, I don't have any power over this. And it just really felt like I didn't have any power over my own life, because it had such a ripple effect into my own financial situation and my own marriage and, you know, my own working situation and my own motherhood. Like, it just was such a personal ripple effect in my life that I felt I am powerless, which is pretty much what people feel when they're depressed and anxious. It's powerless. And if you don't change that feeling, then, you know, it can be very paralyzing. I was very paralyzed. I felt like I couldn't even make a choice about things, because I'm powerless to do anything about things, right? Yeah, it was a rough 4 years. It was about 4 years. Yeah, it was not a short period of time.
Well, Tracy, I tell you what, we are already coming up to our first break.
Okay.
And thank you for being so vulnerable and sharing that, because many people do have depression, postpartum depression, and these compounding issues. And on the other side, we're going to give them a completely different perspective of life and how to change that. So, Yahoo! So here we go into our first break, and we'll see you on the other side.
Okay.
We're focusing on what's right with you. This information helps you make choices that align your true nature and set you along your path of least resistance. This is Women Change the World with Dr. Beth Golden. And we'll be back right after these on TogiNet.com.
Finally, a show that supports women who are in the midst of a transition in midlife. The show is Second Wind. Here's what certified coach, author, and host of Second Wind, Joyce Buford, wants you to know.
It's so empowering for women to hear about other women and their accomplishments.
We all need cheerleaders, someone who's on our side.
Second Wind is that program to help women connect with other women, hear other women's stories.
In a stressful world,
find power in those stories.
Learn to discover your passions and joys again. Create the life you want to live to the fullest. Join us for Second Wind with Joyce Buford, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Central, right here on the TogiNet Radio Network.
Get the competitive edge and take your success to the next level with the Gold Medal Success Show and your host, Forrest Fisher, six-time U.S. National Gold Medalist. Tune in every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Central, 6 Pacific, here on the Rockstar Radio Network, as Forrest gives you access into the mindset of true champions and helps you apply these success principles to your life and business for immediate results. Each show will feature guest athletes and business experts who have achieved tremendous success and are ready to share their stories of struggle, glory, tragedy, and triumph, revealing tips and strategies Forrest and these guest experts use to propel themselves to world-class success. Many people live their whole lives wanting more. The Gold Medal Success Show will demonstrate that anyone can have a more fulfilling and satisfying life when they put a few basic principles into play. Make day, game day.
with the Gold Medal Success Show each Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Central here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Welcome back to Women Change the World with Dr. Beth Golden, presenting conversations with featured guests about changes in their lives and how that change has created new and positive opportunities. Stay tuned to find out what's right with you. That's what Dr. Beth practices. And as she says, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Now let's get back to the show. It's Women Change the World on toginet.com. And here again is your host, Dr. Beth Golden.
Welcome back to our second segment with the dynamic Tracy Sue. And in the first segment, she was sharing about a very traumatic event in all of our lives, except she was up close and personal to the attacks on the World Trade Center on 9/11. And was 8 months pregnant, and the ensuing personal chaos through depression and anxiety. So in this segment, we're going to lighten it up. It gives us an understanding of what Tracy's gone through and her depth of compassion for others and understanding. So Tracy, please tell us how things turned around for you. I know you kind of just made some decisions and choices, and I'd love for you to share those with our listening audience.
Yes, this is the best part, right? So it may sound corny, but The Secret changed my life. I had seen it on Oprah, and I bought the video, and I watched it, and I was like, well, you know, does this work? And in the video, they challenge you to attract a cup of coffee. And I just thought that was ridiculous because I have a coffee maker in my kitchen.
Give me something a little different than that.
Right. So I thought, well, I do want to take the challenge, and I do want to test it. So I have this vision in my head of this photograph that I wanted of my one-year-old child. He would be wearing a red jumper, and I'd be wearing a pair of denim jeans with a red cuff at the bottom, and everything would be black and white except for the red. And I don't know why this image was with me or why I wanted it, but I really wanted it, and I couldn't buy the pair of jeans. Like, I just couldn't walk into Walmart for a pair of jeans with a red cuff or into Macy's because they don't sell those. So I thought, all right, well, if I can attract this pair of jeans in my size, and it has to be, like, no money because I don't have any money, right? Mm-hmm. So I am driving with my mother-in-law, who's a big garage saler, and we see an unadvertised garage sale sign, and she said, pull over that garage sale. So I get out of the car, and I go to this card table that's just got this massive pile of denim on it. And I reach my hand in, and I pull out a pair of denim jeans with a red cuff at the bottom in my size for a dollar. And I thought, oh, did that just happen? Like, how does that happen? Did that just happen? And I thought, well, okay, if I can do that, what else can I do? And I started to experiment. And then I had another sort of, I had this epiphany where I was sitting on my front porch in this house that I hated, in a town that I hated, having a marriage that I hated, while my daughter was crying at the screen door, and my son was crying in his crib, and I was sneaking out of the house to smoke a cigarette wearing a heart monitor. Fat, unhappy, and depleting my life's guts, right?
Okay, we got to stop. Tracy is very beautiful and put together. So when you say this, it just reminds me of a completely different picture. I won't go into my personal descriptors, but...
I'm nothing like that description. I'm really not. But at that moment, that's who I was being, right? I was just being this unhealthy, slobby, depressed, just mess. And I just, all of a sudden, I realized, oh my God, I'm doing this. I'm doing all of this. I got married. I'm having a crappy marriage. I'm letting my children cry because I'm smoking. My daughter was crying at the door because smoking is going to kill me, they told her at school. And my reaction was to be pissed off at the Just Say No campaign instead of quit smoking. And I'm eating Cheetos on the couch every day. Like, I'm doing all of this. I'm not writing. I have no purpose. I'm not working. And like, this could have been a moment of I hate myself, but instead it was such a powerful realization because I realized if I'm doing this, then I can change all of this. I can do something different in all of these situations. And it was like this really powerful moment for me. And I started to change little pieces of my life one at a time. I joined a gym. I started going to the gym. Started on the treadmill for 15 minutes. I started, I just started writing again, and I, started a blog. And I sat there at that moment, and I said, okay, if there's one reason for me to wake up every morning, what would that reason be? And not hate my life. And I realized that if I could wake up and I could write about how we're raising girls in this country and how we can improve that and the marketing around girls and the whole mythology of, girls, then I would have a reason to wake up in the morning and it would give me a sense of purpose that would sustain me because I had a 3-year-old, 4-year-old daughter at the time. So that was really important to me. And so I did that. I started a blog called The Girl Revolution, and I did that for about 5 years where that was my purpose. And I wrote a book and I was very vocal and I was out there and I was helping thousands, even I would say at this point, at least millions of people who have read that and it's changed the way they feel about their bodies or their daughters or the way they parent. And it really gave me a sense of purpose. And I realized without a sense of purpose, we're just waking up to this sort of empty existence. And I started to study. I started to study spirituality and law of attraction and how does it work? And I really delved into experimenting. What can I create in my life if this works? And I found that it worked. It was very powerful.
Now, this is awesome because it's that, I see it's like that light bulb coming on or that aha moment. Like, and I had one of those recently where I was driving down the road and I had ended a relationship and I was angry. So I thought at him. And I can remember the road where I was on it, it was this bright sunny day. And I stopped and I went, oh, you're really angry at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You made these choices. You made every choice.
Yes, so, everyone.
Yeah, and it can be a little upsetting, but it's also liberating because, as you've said, okay, it's like, okay, well, then I won't make those choices again. I always say don't make the same mistake twice. I might do a variation on the theme, but I never make the same mistake twice.
I always make them 3 times. The first time I'm like, oh, that was lame. And then the second time I'm like, oh, why did you do that again? And the third time I'm like, okay, I get it, universe. I get it.
Yeah. Okay. No more smacking me upside the head. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
I'll make the modification.
Exactly.
Now, when we were chatting, you were talking about, finding a soul purpose. And what I've written down here is like waking up and not hating your life. Was that your goal, is to wake up and not hate your life? And then,
I really had to do that. Like I was in the point, I was in such a deep dark hole that, the first word that would pop into my head when I woke up was the F word. And I was really upset that I was awake because it was painful to be me at the time because I just didn't have a purpose. And you know what? I don't know that motherhood is a purpose or wifehood is a purpose. Like it was really, really, really important to me. It was one of the primary motivators of my life, but it wasn't the reason that I was living, right? It was one part of it, but it wasn't enough. And, I think we have different purposes at different times in our life and different priorities. And at that time, it was the perfect purpose for me. Since then, my purpose has shifted and it's changed because, my children are older and, it's probably not a good idea for me to talk about my daughter now that she's in middle school.
Something like that.
she's loved it so far, but I'd say our soul sings us new songs as we progress. And my soul started to sing me another song with the coaching. And, I realized that my soul really is going to get what she wants. And if I am aligned with that and I just say yes, then she will take me to where she knows we need to go. And my only job is to trust that she knows where we're going and she knows the fastest, easiest way to get there. Because she asked me to do a lot of real scary things a lot. And there are things that I don't know the outcome. There are things that I am like, hey, maybe you could give me some evidence that this is going to work out. Mm-hmm. But I have realized, last year I did an experiment called the Year of Yes.
It was the year of yes.
And it was the year that I say yes to everything my soul asked me to do without question and without argument. And my soul took me on a journey that I could never have imagined. Never, ever, ever could I have imagined it. I couldn't have visioned it because it just wasn't predictable and I didn't know the outcome of most of the things she asked me to do. And it was terrifying in a lot of those situations because she would say, hey, take this class and spend all your money on it. And I'd be like, but then I only have $10. How am I going to buy groceries? And how am I going to fill my gas tank? And she would say, just take the class. And I would be terrified to do it, but I would remember this is a commitment that I made to my soul and to myself to see what happens if I just get in alignment with my soul's purpose and let her take me where that's going to go. And the outcome has led to a much deeper sense of meaning, a much deeper sense of happiness, a much deeper sense of purpose, and a peace inside myself that I think is uncommon, unfortunately.
Well, I heard you say that you would make this commitment. We're close to our second break, so we'll carry this over. But you said that you wouldn't question or argue. So there were points where you questioned, but then you would, and argued probably.
Yes, very much. Very much. Yes.
And is it like building a muscle? You know, you have to trust and do it and see the universe.
It is building a muscle.
You know,
faith is built and developed and practiced. It is not something that comes all that easily to us. And I really had not had this type of relationship with my own soul. So it really was very much her developing trust in me.
Tracy, we are going into our second break.
Let's go to break.
Joyfully pick this up on the other side. And Tracy can share with us many stories of how her soul challenged her and what manifested. So we will see you on the other side of this commercial.
We're focusing on what's right with you. This information helps you make choices that align your true nature and set you along your path of least resistance. This is Women Change the World with Dr. Beth Golden. And we'll be back right after these on TogiNet.com. Are you happy with your life? Satisfied with the direction you're taking? More importantly, are you content with the results you're seeing? Then Success Profiles Radio is the program for you. Join host Brian K. Wright as he talks to experts in many areas relating to life success, including expertise in leadership, business, relationships, careers, networking, health, overcoming adversity, and much more. Each week, we'll explore different aspects of success and how to apply them to your life. For more on Brian and the show, check out his website, briankwright.com. Each week is a dose of inspiration. So many people live their lives wanting more than they currently have. Success Profiles Radio is a show that will clearly demonstrate the principle, if I can do it, you can do it. So don't miss this opportunity to take control of your life and your results. Success Profiles Radio with Brian K. Wright, Mondays at 5 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network.
Chances are, you didn't give birth to Einstein. So why are you trying to raise your child to be like him? Welcome to Stop Raising Einstein with your host, Tara Kennedy Klein, Woohoo Radio Network's parenting show dedicated to helping you release the myth of the perfect parent and discover the unique brilliance in your child and you. Tara and her panel of amazing, intelligent, and sometimes off-the-wall guests will share the tips, tools, trends, and techniques available that will help you stop raising Einstein and start relishing your role as a proud and present parent. Join her every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for Stop Raising Einstein, only here on the Woohoo Radio Network.
Welcome back to Women Change the World with Dr. Beth Golden, presenting conversations with featured guests about changes in their lives and how that change has created new and positive opportunities. Stay tuned to find out what's right with you. That's what Dr. Beth practices. And as she says, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Now let's get back to the show. It's Women Change the World on TogiNet.com. And here again is your host, Dr. Beth Golden.
Welcome back to our third segment with Tracy Sue, who is a law of attraction coach. And in the previous segment, she was sharing how she kind of stumbled onto the concept and challenged it and saw the universe provide for her in many miraculous ways. And Tracy made a conscious choice to have a year of yes, give her spirit, give her soul a year of yes, Y-E-S, meaning that she would listen to her soul's calling and do whatever they said without arguing or questioning, which of course is challenging for us humans. And that it is like creating a muscle. And initially it may be challenging, but as we continue to see provision in our life and how we create our own movie with our thoughts and our energy, that it becomes easier to trust in that. So Tracy, there was one thing that you asked of your inner self so that you knew you were on the right track. And can you please share with us? It was to be very, there are three things. So you know what they are, and if you'll please share those, that would be fabulous.
Yeah, so I agreed to do what my soul asked me to do, but I made it conditional. I wanted my soul, well, and I think that's fair. I think that's fair.
Yes.
Because this is a two-way trusting street, right? She has to trust me to do what she asked me to do, and I have to trust her to tell me to do things that are going to be good for me, right?
Right.
But I really asked her to be very clear, very loud, and very persistent so that I would make sure that I understood what it was that she was asking me to do. And so that also, so that I wouldn't confuse what she was asking me to do with what my ego might require of me, right? Because it can be very confusing when you're getting direction from inside. Is this my ego or is this my soul?
Right.
So I asked her to be very clear, very loud, and very persistent about what action was I supposed to take.
Now, can you give us examples of each of those? Like the loud part, I get the persistent, you know, that inner voice or that quiet voice repeating or asking the same thing over and over. But give us some examples of clarity and loud that you received.
Okay. So towards the end of the year, I started getting, and often you'll find that other people can be the confirmation of your soul. You might be hearing something within yourself, and and it's fair to ask for confirmation, and it's fair to say, can you get louder and give me some confirmation about this? So, you know, I was starting to feel like, you know, the word softer was coming to me. And it started repeating everywhere. I was at a conference and a woman said, be softer to me. And she said it in a different context, but it's one of those moments where you just kind of pay attention and you're like, oh, that feels important. Mm-hmm. And then the universe had gotten very harsh with me, just very jagged edged with me. And I said, this is too much. I know you can teach me lessons in a softer way. And I require that. I need that to happen. I'm insisting on that. And so that came up, and then, it got very harsh for a second, and I was, and toward around October, And, you know, I said, I know there are ways you can teach me this softer. And I expressed this during an energy session. And, you know, my energy worker said, well, they say, be softer if you want it softer. So, like, just things like that where it's confirmation, it's persistent, it's loud, it becomes louder and louder. Like, if you don't listen to that, you know, in 2012, I kept getting the message, slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down. And I didn't, and I got 3 speeding tickets and broke my clavicle rushing and fell down a flight of stairs. Like,
oh,
you don't
God.
Listen, and the universe, it will get very, very loud.
Yeah.
Very, very loud.
Now you just have to stop. You got slowed down, now you have to stop.
Yeah, like, you know, when your clavicle is broken, you bet you're going to slow down.
Ow. It's like, oh, okay, that's what
yeah,
you
I finally got it after that. I was like, oh, you mean slow down?
Oh, what language were you speaking?
right.
Oh, how funny.
So those would be a few examples of, you know, and, you know, just ask for clarification. You're allowed to do that. You can say, you know what, I'm not completely clear on this. Can you give me some kind of clarification or confirmation? And then just watch. Wait for it. You'll read an article in a magazine, or someone will call you and they'll ask you to lunch and they'll say, hey, about this. And you'll go, oh, that's so funny. I just asked for that. You know, I had 2 decisions that I said, I'm going to make these choices. One was about a women's group and one was about a writer's group. I said, I can't decide this in 2013. I have to finish what I already started this year. You know, before January's half over, I get an invitation to lunch in which one person is saying, hey, here's these 2 opportunities for you. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to take that as confirmation that that's something I should be doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's very important because we talk about that still small voice and that we do need to be still and quieted down at times to hear it. But spirit knows that we're thick, you know, I really think that. And so I appreciate you saying, you know, ask for clarification, ask for confirmation, and then be open to how that's going to be received. And it's kind of like that bell ringing. It's like, oh, there it is, you know, or that,
yeah.
Oh, there it is. And,
help
you know,
me
I've
pay
had,
attention.
Yeah. And I've had the opportunity to most recently to be so blessed by a new friendship and helping me clearly define my gift to bring to the world and, you know, creating avenues for that. So I'm mm-hmm. seeing that I've seen these things many times in my life. And that's why
yeah.
I'm so glad that you're sharing that because everyone has, they just don't pay attention sometimes because they're stubborn.
Yeah. Well, and it's so important that you talk about other people too, because it's very, you know, your soul is going to ask you to do things that you don't know how to do. And if you knew how to do them, you'd already be doing them. And so when your soul asks you to do something, then it's okay to say, okay, I'll do that. But you have to figure that out because I have no idea how that's going to go. I don't know how I'm going to pay for that. And I don't know how to make that happen. Or I don't know how to run that business. Or I don't know how to build that website. So you're just going to have to step in here because I just don't know. And it's so powerful to say that because people like your friend will start showing up and they'll say, oh, let me show you how. Or you'll have an opportunity to take a class. I had an opportunity to take a class. And my soul very much was insistent that this is a class I should take. You should mm-hmm. take this class. You should take this class. You should take this class. And I'm telling my soul, look, I have $360. The down payment on the class is $350. The whole class is $1,500. How am I going to take this class? And my soul's like, no, you're taking this class. You have to take this class or you're going to get stuck here. This is not a place you can get stuck. You can't afford to get stuck here. So I'm like, all right. So I take the class. I have $10 left to my name. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. Dave Ramsey and Oprah Winfrey and Susie Orman would just flip out if they knew I did this. It would be like, Susie Orman would be like, you cannot afford it on the
yeah.
show.
Don't do it. Why did you do it?
But my soul, you know, the thing that I trust is she knows where we're going and she knows the fastest, easiest way to get there. So mm-hmm. within a week, my grandmother had died. And within a week, my dad gave me $6,000 from her inheritance and a small inheritance from her. It allowed me to pay the class off and it allowed me to meet all of my expenses and obligations. Within the next 3 weeks, I had used what I learned in the class to make another $6,000. It was a class that completely transformed my business. It gave me a real, realistic business plan because I'm a writer. I'm an artist. And that's a real crappy way to run a business. Mm-hmm. And I really had to change my thinking on that, right? I started thinking of myself as a businesswoman instead of an artist. I mean, not instead of, but in addition to, so my soul was giving me a lot of what I really needed through other people, through opportunities. And I said to myself, I'm going to take every single resource that presents itself to me that gets me to where my soul wants me to go. And that's a lot of saying yes. And it's a lot of saying help.
Yes.
And it's a lot of saying how.
That's a really key point. And in one of my affirmations, it's just like, I willingly ask and receive help from well-positioned people, or, you know, that can move me along. Because as
you're
saying,
that's a great affirmation.
Yeah, your ego, I can do it, I can do it. Then I can say, I did it. I can say,
I did it. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that. I have had such a hard time asking for help, honestly. It's such an issue with me, with the getting softer, too. Like, you know, you get soft and you're like, well, who's going to do all this stuff? You know, and the universe is like, well, why don't you let men man up around you? And why don't you let us man up for you? And I'm like, but then I have to ask. And I got to tell you, the funniest thing happened to me at IKEA on Sunday. I was with my girlfriend and she had pushed the help me button to move this bed into the car. And I'm standing there, like the whole point of me being at IKEA is to soften my bedroom and buy pink things and, you know, change the feng shui of my house. And I'm standing there and I finally, like for 10 minutes, that was about my tolerance for this helplessness. Mm-hmm. And I was like, come on, Anna. And I was about to man up and she was about to talk me out of it. And I said, we're not going to stand here all day long and wait for a man. And instantly two men showed up and said, oh, do you need help from a man?
Oh,
and I was like, oh, I have to ask. It was instant. It was so funny. They were like,
well,
let me help you.
Did they hear you?
They heard me. Well, one heard me and the other one just saw one man with a bed and he was like, let me help. And it was amazing. I was like, oh my gosh, all you have to do is ask.
I know. Or like when they would
you
say,
gotta ask.
Can I push your cart when you're pregnant? Can I push your cart to the car? Well, of course I'm capable, but I started saying yes.
Yes.
And I too need to soften and be in my feminine and know that I can be successful and I can use my words correctly to make the same point without being hard and in my more yang. So we are going into our third and final break, and we will return on the other side with some contact information for Tracy and finish up her amazing story. So we'll be back shortly.
We're focusing on what's right with you. This information helps you make choices that align your true nature and set you along your path of least resistance. This is Women Change the World with Dr. Beth Golden. And we'll be back right after these on TogiNet.com.
Are you ready to start rocking that woo-hoo that only you do? Because Lisa Stedman is on a mission. She will dare you, challenge you, enlighten you, provoke and empower you to bring out that inner woo-hoo. Lisa is an internationally acclaimed best-selling author. She is a breakup expert, a brand consultant, CEO of Woohoo Inc. and the Woohoo Radio Network. She will show you how to take your boo-hoo and turn it into woo-hoo. Get rebellious and get real. Get your dreams off the back burner. Get inspired and motivated to take action. Start rocking that woohoo that only you do. In love, life, and business. She is going to be here for you every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Only here on the Woohoo Radio Network.
There's no stopping us.
join host Kaylin Amadio for Act Local, marketing for small business. Kaylin helps concerned, confused, and even clueless small business entrepreneurs market simply, safely, and successfully. Join Kaylin for some Monday morning marketing madness that will leave you with more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives you the power to bring your business to the next level. Whether you need help with online media, social media, video, or mobile marketing for your local business, this marketing black belt will guide you into the 21st century with easy tips, tricks, and techniques that get your local business seen and heard. Each week, Kaylin will feature a new tip that you can use today, as well as a range of guest experts who are passionate about helping local business owners thrive. Act Local, Marketing for Small Business, airs every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Rockstar Radio Network.
Welcome back to Women Change the World with Dr. Beth Golden, presenting conversations with featured guests about changes in their lives and how that change has created new and positive opportunities. Stay tuned to find out what's right with you. That's what Dr. Beth practices. And as she says, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Now let's get back to the show. It's Women Change the World on TogiNet.com. And here again is your host, Dr. Beth Golden.
Welcome back to our fourth and final segment with the amazing Tracy Sue. And I always like to start this segment with my guest's contact information so it doesn't get lost, and then we will repeat it again before the close of the show. So Tracy, will you please share with our audience your phone number, website, etc.?
Yes, I would love to. My website is TracySue.com.
And now, please...
Yeah, it's Tracy with two E's and Sue like the Indian. So it's TracySiouX.com. Okay. TracySue.com. And my phone number is 970-443-7052. And my email address is... Yes, thank you more, please, at gmail.com.
Ah, yes, thank you.
Thank you more, please. Yes, thank you more, please. It's one of my favorite phrases. Yes, thank you more, please.
At Gmail. I got stuck on gmail. The yes, thank you.
Please. And on my website, you'll find there's a free offer for a 20-minute consultation. I'd be happy to talk to you for 20 minutes about wherever you're at, whatever your struggle is at the moment. Some of the services that I offer include strictly coaching, so like soul whispering, if you will, helping you really define a vision and find your purpose and have the audacity to step forward in that. And other services that I offer are very business-oriented because many people are called to be entrepreneurs right now and to especially healers to step into their business mind. And I really can walk them through having a website. I have writers and designers on my staff, on my team, and coaching you through how to get that up and running and how to do that in alignment with your soul's purpose. So I have a lot of different choices for people, and I would love to help any of the listeners with starting with a 20-minute consultation totally for free. If you'll contact me, we'll set something up.
Wonderful. Thank you. Now, as the last segment goes the fastest for me and my guests, and I wanted to hit upon you want it because it's meant for you.
Yes. People want things. Like, you have a secret dream, right? You have a secret dream, and you can see yourself doing something, or you feel yourself called to something, and it feels bigger than you. And who are you to even try that or to even want that? Because we often believe that everybody wants our dream because we want it so much, but they don't. Not everybody wants your dream, and you want it because it was meant for you, right? Your soul wants it because your soul needs it to happen. And in fact, the entire universe needs it to happen. The universe needs you to fulfill your purpose, to live your purpose in order to bring light to the world, right? To affect other people. Like, whatever it is that your purpose is, your soul wants it because it's meant for you. It belongs to you. It is yours. And if you're choosing not to do that because you're afraid or you don't have audacity or you don't feel worthy of it, mm-hmm. you actually rob the rest of the world of your gift. Your gift is meant to be given.
Yes. And sometimes because it's ours and so much a part of us, we overlook it. We overlook our gift, like, as being unimportant. You know, it's like, Oh, that couldn't be it because I do that all the time.
Right. Absolutely. Whatever you're doing for fun, for free, probably has a lot to do with your purpose.
Interesting.
So if you love painting, that probably has a great deal to do with your purpose. I love coaching and I realized that because, and I love talking about this stuff and I realized that because I basically had a full-time job doing it for people who would come to me and for help, and people in my life were really making huge changes and I just had no business model to put around it, right? It became a business model because I finally just made what I was already doing a business.
There you go. There you
go.
So
if you're already painting, you know, let me help you charge some money for that and figure out how to put a business around that and have it be sustaining to you and your life and your purpose, right? Like, that's the reason to have a business around your purpose, is so that it sustains your purpose.
I like that. Business around your purpose. Purpose. I really like that. And let's talk about, if you choose to, you know, putting a business, we don't have to put numbers around that. But like you're saying, so many people, it's not difficult to start a business.
No.
It can be challenging too. And we do have to study this. And you had mentioned that you took a class that completely shifted your perspective. And I think that for many men and women, that is a necessary step. So whether it's with a coach or through a week or weekend seminar, your mindset has to change because you're used to giving it away and you don't feel worthy to ask whatever you're asking for it.
Absolutely. You know, I ran the Girl Revolution and it was very successful. I made New York Times Magazine. My work I'm very, very proud of on that website, but I was approaching it as an artist and an advocate. I'm a writer. I'm an advocate for girls, but I was not approaching it as a smart, brilliant businesswoman, and that was a huge mistake. It was a huge mistake because I couldn't reach all the people that needed to be reached because I was resistant to the idea that I was a businesswoman. And when I chose to finally take a class, like, it was really like, it was a conscious choice to say, oh, you know what? I got a divorce. I'm going to have to man up and figure out how to run a business, or we're going to starve and I'm not going to pay the electric bill. So the universe sort of forced my hand on it. You know, the universe was like, oh no, sister, you know, we're not. And I found it quite invalidating to pour so much of my soul into a business that didn't make any money.
Exactly.
Very exactly. Invalidating to me. I felt very unappreciated by the universe. And, you know, the universe was like, well, why don't you take a business class and figure out what you're doing? Why don't you hire some people who know what they're doing to help you? You know, hire a designer, make your website look better. Hire, you know, just stop acting like someone who doesn't know what they're doing and get the help that you need, right? Like, it's so much easier than you're making it.
Yes, and like you were saying, we were laughing that Tracy was like trying to figure out her website for, it wasn't necessarily this project.
4 years. I'm not even joking. Like, I spent 4 years trying to figure out how to run a website, and then I finally was like, I have to hire someone, and it cost me $400. And I was like, are you kidding me?
I could have had this done how long ago? And then you have someone to help maintain it, and you have someone to help with questions that you have, and, you know.
Yeah. I mean, and now I'm just like, I can't even believe. I mean, you have to think about timeshare. Like, if your gift is to be a healer, for instance, a lot of my clients are healers. The time that you're spending trying to do things that are not your gift is taking away time you could be making money as a healer. and helping other people, right? It's a suck on your gifts. Like, it's just not a smart thing to do. And no one does this alone. You're not getting anywhere alone because you're too frustrated. You're too tired. You're too, it's just too hard because it's not what you're supposed to be doing. We are here in relationship with other people. And other people, we need to give them the honor of giving their gift, right? Yes. Like, it's such an honor to help someone. I feel so honored when I can help someone live their gift, discover their gift, and really put it out there because it helps so many other people, right? Like, it's so important for all of us to give our gift. And I just love to do that for my clients.
Yep. And I love that too, because it goes back to that asking for help. And if you're trying to do it all, it's frustrating. And then your energy is depleted and you can't focus on what you're supposed to be giving to the world.
Exactly. We're not meant to do it all.
I know.
And we're not going to do it all well.
And it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
You know, I had a prophetic dream not very long ago, a couple weeks ago, that the message was one thing, right? You have to do one thing. And you have to figure out what your one thing is. And if you're doing 20,000 things, your one thing suffers, right? The one thing that you're supposed to be doing right now to give your gift to help the 20,000 people in your universe, right, in your influence sector or circle, mm-hmm. if you're doing 20,000 things, you can't help them by doing your one thing. You're never going to be really, really great at 20 things. You're going to be really, really great at one thing. And if you are depleting yourself and spreading yourself too thin, you're not going to get there.
Yep. Well, amazingly, we have about a minute and a half left the end of the show. And I love all these points because I can relate to them so much, and that we have all these very broad goals. We have all these abilities. And I, too, have been looking at the one thing, and we need to simplify it because we can simplify it. And just like we ask spirit, make it clear, loud, and persistent. If we have one thing, we can be clear, loud, and persistent and be known for
very much
our blessings. So I'm going to give you about 45 seconds. I will interrupt you and to close the show with any words of wisdom, and thank you in advance for spending time with me today.
Oh, wow. 45 seconds.
On your market set, go.
Market set, go. Okay. Well, I would just like to tell everyone who's listening that who you are and what you're meant to do is critical to the planet. And it takes so much audacity to believe that and to step into that. But there is a little spark of God in you.
Okay. We have a spark of God, and we'll have to continue this. Thank
awesome.
You to our special guest, my special guest, Tracy Sue. She can be reached at www.tracysue.com, 970-443-5. Thank you so much. And let's go forth. Your one thing to do. Be your one thing. Make your things fun.
Thank you for being a part of Women Change the World with your host, Dr. Beth Golden. Each week on Women Change the World, Dr. Beth